More than 150 civilians were executed by rebels in eastern Congo, and UN peacekeepers were unable to stop the killings. A new report from Human Rights Watch says the killings happened over 2 days in early November in the town of Kiwanja in the North Kivu region. Most of the executions were at the hands of rebels loyal to Laurent Nkunda. Georgette Gagnon is the director of the Africa Division at Human Rights Watch. She says the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Congo, MONUC, had 120 peacekeepers a half mile from Kiwanja at the time of the killings.
The UN forces were close by. Unfortunately, they didn't have the resources, the rapid response capability to get to the area quickly to protect civilians. And that's why this happened.
Nkunda's CNDP rebels took control of Kiwanja and neighboring Rutshuru on October 29th. The rebels faced no resistance from government soldiers or from UN peacekeepers. They quickly destroyed camps that housed more than 27,000 displaced people. Then the Mai Mai, a militia affiliated with the Congolese army, briefly took control of Kiwanja and deliberately killed at least six people. But the rebels pushed out the Mai Mai in a firefight. Then the rebel forces began going door to door in search of alleged collaborators. They executed the victims in front of their families, in their houses, just outside their homes, or in the street. Some women were killed while trying to protect other family members. This woman says CNDP fighters came looking for her husband on the 5th of November.
They broke the door and they took my husband. First they took him out. Then they questioned him to give money. Then he gave them $400, and that was all his money. Then they asked him again to give telephone and radio. He said, I don't have telephone, I don't have radio. Then they brought him back again inside, and they killed him.
The rebels then went to the next house, where they killed the woman's neighbors. Another woman says rebels knocked on her door on the same day. She says the men took her husband away and told her she would never see him again. She says, after shooting him, they came back. Then they said they were going to kill me, so I couldn't tell anyone what had happened. I was pregnant, she says, so one of the men decided to spare me. The rebels looted the woman's house. She managed to flee with her family and gave birth to her ninth child a few days later. Human Rights Watch conducted more than 100 interviews with witnesses to the killings. Most victims had bullet wounds to the head or wounds caused by machetes, spears, or clubs. At least 14 of the victims were children, 8 were women, and 7 were elderly. Georgette Gagnon of Human Rights Watch says since the Kiwanja killings, CNDP and Mai Mai fighters continue to rape, kill, and loot. They also forcibly recruit child soldiers. The UN has authorized the deployment of additional peacekeepers to eastern Congo, but the troops could take up to 4 months to arrive. Gagnon says a temporary European Union force needs to get on the ground in Congo now.
In the meantime, that EU force needs to get there to stop further killings, to stop rapes, to stop looting, to help people get back to their homes.
The fighting in eastern Congo has forced more than 250,000 people from their homes since last August. For Human Rights Watch, I'm Jesse Graham.